Tell you what, I got a little bit excited the other day, Brownie. And it doesn't take a lot for me to get excited, but this had me jumping out of my chair.
Right.
I've had type 1 diabetes, right, since I was about 7 years old. It's something that you can't control. You can't really, there's no way of saying, I can avoid this. It's my immune system.
Yep, it's there.
Saying, we're just going to shut down. My immune system's sort of failing or making mistakes, and you end up with type 1 diabetes. And there's lots of other things associated with your immune system that can go wrong. And I guess as you live life, I've always made sure that type 1 diabetes has no effect on what I want to do, and I try and live a life unencumbered by type 1 diabetes, but at the end of the day, it can lay you on your backside pretty sharpish if you don't get it right.
Yeah.
And good management is a really crucial part of living with something like type 1 diabetes, but I was just going off last week when I saw a story about a new development for type 1 diabetes, and someone I thought would be best to talk to and inform us on what is the latest with research and development in type 1 diabetes is my mate Mike Wilson, the CEO of JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and here he is. G'day, Mike.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Brownie.
Hey, mate, how you going? Tell us about this amazing new news.
Look, Rob, like you said, there's a lot of work being put into better treatments, but what we all really want is a cure. And so there's some terrific news of progress that gives us hope that cure we all want is not too far away.
Wow.
Like you said, your immune system needs a bit of help to work properly. We need to give it that help with science, and we've shown now that we can fix part of that immune system in a way that we haven't been able to do before. So like you said, worth jumping for joy, a step in the right direction, not there, but a great step.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've heard over the course of my life, my grandma usually would send me a newspaper clipping saying, Robbie, look at this. And it was always news about a development that I could be excited about, but I tended to be reserved in my excitement because it never seemed to quite get there. Now this, for anyone that hasn't heard, is an injection of cells into the body that the immune system won't reject, so that these cells that they inject can produce insulin. Is that right?
Yeah, so one of the things that happens in type 1 diabetes is certain cells that make insulin get destroyed. We have to both put those cells back and protect them from being destroyed by the body again. And this scientific breakthrough for the first time shows that possibly both of those can happen. Get cells to make insulin when they're needed and stop them from being whacked by the immune system and destroyed again. That's what you need.
Wow. Yeah. So this is something that's in the trial period at the moment. And is this for anyone that may have just been recently diagnosed with diabetes? Can they get involved?
So this is more for established type 1 diabetes. The trials haven't yet been fully formalised. So keep posted. We'll keep you in the loop with how that comes to life. But there's another set of trials in Australia with the best Australian scientists looking at people who are highly at risk of or developing type 1 and preventing it from happening in the time that would otherwise have happened. So delaying it for 2 years, and if we can get that, we can delay 2 to 5 and 5 to 10 and prevent the disease. So we've got two breakthroughs, one at the end of people with the disease and one preventing it from happening. That's bookending the problem we're really trying to solve.
Wow. Hey, Mike, are these developments, mate, have they happened inside Australia, or is this, you know, an international effort?
So one of these, each is one in Australia, one internationally. Rest assured, Australia punches above its weight. We are big players on the world type 1 diabetes research space, and that's because of the support of a lot of people in your audience.
Fantastic news.
Well, everyone who's been affected by type 1 diabetes in some way or form, and that is a lot of people, Mike, should be not overly excited but really positive about this new breakthrough.
As long as every step is a step towards the right result and it starts happening faster and faster, then we've got to hold hope and hold it well.
Oh, that's great news. Well, Mike Wilson, CEO of JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, thanks for joining us this morning, mate, with some great news.
Top shelf.
Thank you, boys.